So we're starting a series called Finally. And this is every November, the church goes into a sort of life-changing series because we talk about something that many, many churches or many, many families do not like to talk about. We talk about money, but we talk about money in light of God's word. We're now seeing a perspective that is different from the world teaches you. We started the preaching last week to talk to you about contentment versus greed. You know, there's a lot of these things, and I think it was a very powerful start. And we're going to talk to you about something about this week, next week, and 4 weeks. So for 4 weeks, we're going to talk about money. In other words, in 4 weeks, baka tayong pera muna. I mean, temporarily, no? But we're going to look at it from God's perspective through the study of His Word. I'm going to tell you, you know, the Bible talks about prayer, talks about faith, talks about eternity, talks about many things. But it also talks about money. You know, there are 500 verses about faith, less than about 500 verses about prayer, less than 500 verses about faith, but over 2,000 verses on money and possessions alone. In fact, 2,350. I started to count all the verses. I ended up with 2,350. Wala po akong social life. It's the only thing I do. No? I count verses. Kidding aside. So again, it was something that really Mike realized. We know He knows who we are. He knows what we can do and what our limitations is. That's why He gave us specific instructions. Some of them were general, but some of them were very, very specific. Because He knows that the biggest competition of the Lord in our hearts will be money. That's why we have to discuss money in the right environment. First and foremost, who among you are an orito? Parents. You know, we want to be able to discuss money in the house because, you know, tayo mga Pinoy, we don't like to talk about money in the home. But we should because that home is a controlled environment. In fact, you have to teach everything that the world has to teach, you have to teach it in the home first so that they have a right perspective. Do not let your children be taught outside because there's so many things that the world teaches us, mega distorted. And a lot of them has something to do with money. And everything that we learn, we try to learn outside, wherein we have to learn from the home. So parents, please teach proper things to your kids, especially about money. Okay? Kaso, dito sa Pilipinas, parents don't talk about money. The few times that they talk about money, they fight over it. That's why it leaves a negative taste to your children. Another place where we should be talking about money is the church. You know, a lot of church don't like to talk about money. Sabi na taboo. Pastors, preachers in the pulpit, you should not talk about money because money is the root of all evil. Actually, mali. Hindi yun biblical. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not money per se. Because money is amoral. It's neither good nor bad. Diba? So again, but there is a healthy view of how we should handle money. That's why The Fine Line is a November series that we do. And we love doing this. Especially me. Because this is one of my busiest months. I'm a busy person preaching the Word of God on November on money series. And I'm not a pastor. That's what I do. I teach. I write. I like to teach people about these perspectives, things about money. And it's really something that we have to learn. Kaya nga the fine line. Eh. Where do we draw the line between what the world teaches us and what the Lord teaches us when it comes to money? A lot of us will have to live life feeling nila, when it comes to work, it comes to money, it comes to finance, it comes to investment. Si Lord, iba yan. Pang tithing lang yan. You know, our perspective of stewardship has always been limited to tithing. Here's what I'm going to tell you, church. God is just as concerned with how you handle your 90% with the way you handle your 10%. Hindi siya sa 10% nakatingin, He looks at the 100%. And that's something that we have to understand. There is no great divide between the spiritual and the secular when it comes to these things and when it comes to anything. You know, one of the things that I like to teach people about is sound financial principles. I may not say it out loud because I speak in the secular world, but everything that I will teach that is sound financial principle has to be biblical in nature. Sound financial principles are biblical in nature and vice versa. Because you see, it's very important for us to realize and looking at things from God's perspective, not from our own perspective. Kaya nga may fine line eh. There is a divide. And we have to cross at one point in time. You cannot be a devout Christian on Sundays, pero Mondays to Fridays, you don't know how to handle your money, you're greedy, you go to a lot of these things. You know, one of the problems that we're experiencing is there's so much greed happening in the country, there's so many scams. Diba? Proliferating. There's so much scams. I get into trouble because I expose them. Ang dami-dami yan. EM Goldex, One Lightning, Success to. Ang dami yan. Nakakasawa mag-expose. So going with the preaching, one, a lot of us love money. I mean, si Rito ayaw ng pera. Who among you will reject? Somebody wants to give you, or here's 10,000 pesos. Ay, no, I don't need that. Some of you now thinking of what to do with money. It's nothing wrong with not wanting all of these things. Or, you know, if you're a student and your parents will have 13-month bonuses. This is one of those festive moments for Pinoy. Because Pinoy like to buy things, like to acquire things. And that's very Pinoy of us. Some of you are already looking forward to upgrading a new phone. O, di ba? Basta kaya na afford. You know, that's a Samsung S6 Edge. It's really, it's a beautiful, it's a work of art. You know? So it's really fun. I mean, some people love their phones, love their gadgets, and especially guys, and they like to be able to do that so that they, you know, they can post their selfies in Facebook and Instagram, no? When you look at the selfie, when you look at the face, they don't look the same. So again, that's a phone, everybody, you know? Some people will spend all their money in the phone. Some of them, their money is not even enough for the phone, so they'll use it as a down payment for upgrading. So phone, one way. So guys love phones. Some women like phones, but mostly guys love phones. But when I ask the women what they want for their 13th month, a lot of them will answer this. They want a new bag. Siyempre, bibili ka nalang ng bag, branded. I mean, wala namang gumagamit ng 13th month pay para bumili na sa kusana, di ba? So of course, they want a branded bag, di ba? I mean, magbabag ka na rin lang, eh, ipakita mo na may branded, di ba? Kasi head turner yan, eh, di ba? Nobody ask you, uy, saan mo nabili yung sekusana mo? Nobody does that to you. Pero pag naka-Michael Kors ka, or even, you know, LV ka, or maganda yung bag mo, people ask, uy, ganda sisa, di ba? Pero babae lang, you know, men, they do not understand these things, no? You know, I had a friend, when she was carrying an unbranded bag, pag nakikerry siya ng bag, parang ulo na lang, itago niya, nakatago ng gano'n, ano? Then she started to buy this expensive branded bag. So, yung mga bag, she carries her bag like this, parang in your face. So again, everybody wants to, di ba? The bigger the logo, the better it is. Hey, some people naman would want to, di ba? Do it for the family. Tara, bili tayo ng curved TV. 50 inches Samsung curved LED TV. Para pag pinanood natin si Aldab, malaki mukha niya. Di ba? Para pag nagpa-baby kayo, tingin-tingitang kita again. So again, so some people put their money talagang, or worse, kulang ang pera, ida down payment. So they would like to have the latest things. Or for the single men here, the men, eto ang gusto nila. Siyempre, Jordans. Ah, di ba? Nakita mo na. Malalaki na nakagets niyang Jordans. Retro, syempre. Uso retro. Diba? Jordans. Bili tayo ng magandang rubber. You know, I have this friend who kept on buying this Jordan rubber shoes. And every time may bonus siya, dyan na pupunta ang bonus niya. You know, there's nothing wrong with buying these things. You know, it's fun to have those things. And I have this friend kept on buying Jordans. One after the other. And some of them can be very, very expensive. And the problem ko sa kaibigan ko, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin magaling mag-basketball eh. So, sana use the money you spent on rubber shoes for basketball lessons, ano? Because you're still as bad as we were in high school. Okay, so, pero forma, di ba? Jordans, again, so all these things. So, a lot of us will come up thinking of ways to get money. Not just 13-month bonus, but extra money. Di ba? Money we save, money we get from somewhere. So, that's why we are now being driven to earn more money for us to be able to acquire things that we think we need, but really, it's more things that we want. It's something that's there. It's nothing. That's normal. It's nothing wrong. But you also have to know your limits. You also have to know the fine line when it comes to these things. That's why I started a campaign, a viral campaign, a few days ago. It's called hashtag kick the 13-month habit. So if you're into Twitter and Facebook, I did a campaign where I started this move to get people to be more conscious on how to spend their 13-month pay. So there's a lot of these advices that are coming on. When you go to the hashtag, kick the 13-month habit, you will see some main persons are already using that hashtag and trying to do a lot of these things. Some of them are very funny, some of them very, very practical. I think I wrote this, no? That's screenshot. Sabi ko, Randall Chongson, hashtag, kick the 13-month habit. Stop buying gifts for people you don't even like. Okay? Kasi di ba, ang pera nauubos sa panregalo na, they don't even like these people, no? They have to, diba? Kasi there's the social pressure. Diba? Kaya nga, every time there's Christmas, we try to give gifts. But we try to stretch our budgets. So we end up giving gifts that you will not use or you will not like. So when you receive it, thank you, it's the thought that counts. What do? You recycle. Okay? Okay lang yan. It's what we call the era of recycling gifts. Okay? So you get another stationery, another planner, sabon na hindi mo magagamit. So again, one of the number one being recycled gift in the country is fruitcake. And we still like to give them. Okay, so that's Silvanas, wala mag-recycle yan. Okay. 13-month pay is money saved by your employer for you to use wisely and not foolishly. Diba? Ang kaming mga employer, hindi madali maglabas ng bonus. Pero we do that. We save the money year-end for you to be able to, you know, help you with your needs. Then sabi ko, do not spend most of your bonus by buying a new phone or that designer bag. Don't be stupid. Spend your bonus wisely. Then another, divide your 13-month pay into different fund allocations, savings, paying your debt. Or best way, use the money and pay off your debt. Okay, whatever all these things, you can find out. Why? Because a lot of us are doing foolish things with the money that we have. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. You know, we live a life like that. It's so much social pressure, cultural pressure for us to handle money. To that point that we end up doing things that are foolish in nature, like getting into debt, borrowing more money, getting into scams so that we can actually get more. So there's that cycle for us to be able to be more and more and more. But what does the word say about these things? Okay, what does the word say? And our word starts with a very simple word that we have tonight. It's from 1 Timothy 6:9. It says, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction." You know, when you see the epistles, Paul was writing to Timothy, somebody he was discipling, telling him that you have to tell people, you have to be careful. No, because there's nothing wrong with money. I teach money. I want all of you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. You know, I was telling people, we cannot not teach money to our church. Why? They cannot give what they do not have. So they have to earn it first properly, then they can give. But here's the point. Some people, in their desire to be rich, they fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. All for what? Why? Because they don't have a view of eternity. It's very temporal, which is weak for nauna na ako. But that's something that, and also desire to be rich. First, the desire. Your desires should be something that is honoring to the Lord. Right? Money per se is amoral. It's neither good nor bad. But that desire, you always have to ask yourself, what is it for? Now, there's a lot of warnings that I want to give you on how to have a better view of money. And that's why we are doing this series. Now, rich. Everybody wants to be rich. I have yet to find somebody na ang pangarap niya sa buhay maging mahirap. You know anybody? What's your anong passion mo sa buhay? What do you want to be? I want to work so I can be poor. Marami, nobody wants to be poor. Everybody wants to be rich, right? But you also have to understand, rich is a moving target. Right? Once you hit that, you always want to have more. From last week, we exhorted on that word that rich is a moving target. You were always never going to be contented. More. Happy na ako, Randall, if I get my first million. Now you got your first million. No, it has to be 10 million. No, it has to be 100 million. Ngayon, billion na usapan, hindi ka pa satisfied. Diba? Again, what do we do? So moving, you know, rich is a moving target, and we always want more. That's why you always have to check our hearts when it comes to these things. What does the Bible say? What does God's word say about these things for us? You know, at the end, just to summarize, no, from last week, to be content is to acknowledge that life is simple and God is good. You know, the best things in life are actually simple things. The relationship with your wife, with your children, with your church, the friends that you have. Ako, mababaw lang ako eh. You know, people always tell me, Randall, you know, you're so good, you know, doing that. You can have more, you can have a mansion, you can have a sports car, blah, blah. I don't want all of these things. I'm happy where I am. Contentment is a great financial principle. It's a godly principle. We have to be content. Why? Because anything that you need, you already have. Your salvation is your best wealth. It's your wealth that nobody can take away from you. But people, it's not enough. You know, when you want to have more, you're saying that Jesus is not enough. But Jesus is enough. I've been married for 24 years, 25 years. It may be ordinary for us. Talk that to people who are fighting. Nag-aawa, naghihiwalay. That's very important for them. Sometimes it's dangerous if you start comparing yourself. You know, my daughter graduated cum laude. Siyempre, parents, proud na proud kami. Pero may kausap kami, anak niya hindi naging number one, nag-number two lang. Hindi na siya sumipot sa kanyang graduation kasi she did not do her best. Grabe, yung anak mo hindi valedictorian, salutatorian, hindi ka pa happy. Diba? Ako nga po masalang happy na yung magulang ko eh. Sabi nga tatay ko, I don't expect it to be honor, pero please graduate naman kayo. Okay na yun ang level namin, yun ang level of excellence namin. Kaya lahat kami, awa ng Diyos, pasang-awa lahat. But you know, that's relative, everything is relative. Diba? Money is relative, right? I said last night, the more money you have, the more relatives you have, right? But, you know, that's something that you have to understand. That, you know, that the content is to acknowledge that their life is good, simple, that God is good. That's what we run. You know, Jesus Christ is the secret to contentment. Now, if you don't get that, you will never get things in life. You will always be hungry, trying to go for more, and realize at the end of the day, it was not worth anything. Diba? It was not anything. Why? Money is important, and I want you to be able to be good at handling money and to be able to create your wealth because God will use that in you. Pero, do not put your hope in your wealth. Why? Ang pera, hindi mo dapat minamahal yan. Pera lang yan. Pangalawa, ang yaman, ang pera, hindi nadadala sa langit yan. Pag nadala mo sa langit yan, trust me, hindi ka sa langit napunta. But it's the point. That's temporal, very temporal. So you put your hopes in something that is eternal in nature. And the only thing that is eternal in nature is the Lord. Jesus Christ, the King of the contentment. Now, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:17, command those who are rich in this present age. Sabi, present age. Kasi, pwede ka rich dito, hindi ka rich doon eh. Huh? Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Okay? You have to understand that your level of contentment and, diba, to moderate to all these things and for you to be able to see happiness, only the love of God can help you do that. And God's word has been very, very straightforward. You know, some of the words can be very, very devotional, but some of the words can be very, very straightforward. You know, the word of the Lord is like a double-edged sword. And nothing is sharper than a double-edged sword. Except a lightsaber, no? For Star Wars na ngayon. Only the nerd people got it. So again, that's a problem, no? Also, tayo mga Pinoy, we are bad at being rich. Why? Some of us will get money, boom. Diba? May kilala ko, nakakuha ng retirement money, ang laki. Ano ginawa? Boom! Nagpalit ng asawa. But again, it's crazy eh. People do crazy things and we're bad at being rich. Okay? Because why? Inside of us, without the Lord, we're evil eh. When you look at our nature is sinful eh. We're wretched people. We sin and we will continue to sin because we have a sinful nature. When you understand who you are, you will realize God's grace in our lives. Eh? It's only by His death that made us righteous. We will never be righteous. So we will always go back to those problems that we have. Although, thanks to, you know, the word of the Lord, thanks to accountability, your pastors, Victory Group, very, very important, you will walk a better walk with the Lord. But from time to time, you stray because that's our nature. But there's grace that always brings us back. And we are bad at being rich. That's why when you look at these things and that's your option, wow, that's not a good objective. Hindi pwede objective mo sa buhay, yumaman lang. Because that's very empty. Right? You will never hit that. Now, 1 Timothy 6:17. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be arrogant. One problem with people getting money and then some of them become arrogant. In other words, mayabang. Diba? Yabang. May kaibigan ka sobrang yabang. Summer. Sabi mo, oh, iniimbita mo siya, bakit? Mahangin eh, para lumamig. Diba? Mamaya, summer, naka-jacket ka na. Bakit? Kasama mo yung kaibigan mo mayabang. Diba? So again, arrogant. Now, meron ba kayong kaibigan ganon? Okay. Nor to set their hopes on uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. So first, charge them not to be arrogant. Why? We can only boast in the Lord, not in what we have. Because what you have, that can be taken away from you. Diba? Meron akong 100 million ngayon. One bad investment decision that can wipe it out. I've seen other people. That's why people who put their hopes in their wealth, when you take the wealth of them, what do? They commit suicide. Diba? They become alcoholic. They become drunkard. They become drug addicts. Why? Nawala yung hope. Some of them are addicted to the accolades, to the power, to the authority. When you take that away, their lives ruin. Now, if when you're in the Lord, you will learn how to be happy with plenty and how to be happy with none. Because the Lord provides everything for you and the Lord is your treasure. That's why you cannot be arrogant. So again, that's the problem. Charge them not to be arrogant nor to set their hopes on uncertainty of riches but on God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Now, question, may kilala ba kayong arrogant na tao? May kilala kayo? Sobrang yabang. Picture, sobrang yabang. Okay? Type, question, type nyo siya. Sirito, gusto makipagkaibig ka sa taong sobrang yabang. Yung gusto mo, BFF mo, sobrang yabang. Wala, di ba? In fact, when your kids are starting to become boastful, the first thing that parents do, oh, humility. We have to teach humility to our children. Well, we want our children to be encouraged, but we also want them to know their limits and for them to be grounded. Diba? We teach them. That's why we do not overpraise them. You know, we attended a seminar with Pastor Steve Merle, our founder, and Deborah. Diba? Sabi niya, yeah, we correct. Pero we do not overpraise them also to that point that you're the best. You're the best basketball player. Hindi nga makashoot, best basketball player. Okay? So lalaki siya, akala niya, magiging Michael Jordan siya. Diba? Hindi niya alam, Michael Jackson pala ang ano niya, peg niya, no? But again, that's why you have to understand. So we don't want to be arrogant. Now, may nakilala na kayong ano, arrogant? Ako, may kilala ako. Ayan, no? He's so arrogant. We have to take it from him. He's a good boxer. Well, he knows how to umilag, no? But again, he's a very technical boxer. Sabi nga ni De La Hoya, when he retired, Oh, finally, titinuno na daw ang boxing. Kasi he ruined boxing. But look how arrogant he is. He puts his money, he calls money man, M-O-N-E-Y. So, very, very arrogant person. I mean, what's the point? When you take all the way with money, what happens to Mayweather? Diba? I mean, without his money, who is he? Diba? And all these things. And that's something that we have to understand. Without money, who are you? Good question. Don't be arrogant because money can be taken away from you. And money is not something you can take away with you when you enter heaven, if you're going to heaven. No, if you're not yet sure, Victory Weekend. Clagging na tayo, Victory Weekend, one-to-one discipleship. Okay. Para lang makasigurado. Okay. So, those things that you have to understand. Look, he is so arrogant that that's the only thing he likes to do is to flaunt his money. I mean, who in the world would like to do that? Diba? Put it in your bed. And there are so many of these pictures, right? So, again, that's something I do. And I want to pick up from my pastor. And his name is Dennis C. He's an amazing pastor. Nakabukas po mata niya dyan, hindi lang halata. No? In fact, dilat ho yan. Pinipilit na nga niya, dilit yan. Ano? But ganyan ho talaga kalit lang mata niya. Okay. So, but he has good peripheral vision. Okay. So, Pastor Dennis is a senior pastor, one of the most influential persons in my life. You know, he is 8 years my junior, but so much wisdom and impartation that I get from money from my pastor. I always run to him. Before I preach, before I do something, I always run to him. I always call him. I want to make sure that I'm grounded. And he's one of those pastors or one of my friends who have really grounded me properly. You know, he wrote a book called Rich for Life. No, sinabi niya, money exposes our heart. It shows who we are. Ba? Akala mo, bait na tao ka, no? Nagkapera ka, yumabang ka. Ibig sabihin nun, yun yung heart mo to begin with. Wala ka lang pang yabang. Gusto mo magyabang, wala ka lang iyayayabang. Kaya wala kang choice. Pero dahil may pera ka na, suddenly, di ba? I mean, okay kayo eh. Good friends kayo. Te-text mo na. Ngayon, te-text mo. Sagot sa'yo, who you? Diba? Who you, ano? Dati ko makautang sa'yo. Ganun lang, ano? Ngayon, who you na? Okay. So again, some people, diba, yumayabang pag nagkapera. So again, money exposes our heart. You're a good person. You're given money. It shows also, you know, even become more generous. You know, you now bless more people. Again, money is money. What we do with determines who we really are. Okay? So that's the point. So money exposes our heart. Dumating ang 30th month mo, ano gagawin mo? Para sa sarili mo o ano? What do you do? Diba? Do you bless the church with it? Do you tithe? Diba? Or do you help some people? Again, so what do you do? Money exposes our heart. Now, I like what Luke 12, 13-4 says. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You see, what is important for you will always see with how you handle your money, how you handle your relationship, your life. So lalamalabas ang ano yung important sa heart mo. So always have, when it comes to these things, always have a heart issue, a heart check. What does your heart tell you when it comes to these things? Is it aligned with the Lord's heart? Diba? Are you a man after God's own heart? That's what we need to be, a man after God's own heart. That's why we always have to check, what do we treasure? Because for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The question is it the Lord or is it stuff that you want to have? Okay? So that's the question that we have to understand. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, again, as for the rich in the present age, charge them not to be arrogant, nor to set their hopes, on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Hope. Nasaan ang hope natin? Do we put our hopes in the money that we have? You know, that's dangerous. People fight about money. Mag-asawa, they fight about money. Business partners, they fight about money. If you put your money on hope and you take that away, what happens? Or your hope on money and you take that away, what happens? Diba? That's always going to be the case. That's why at the end of the day, people fight about money. Ah, nagulangan mo ako. Ah, hindi tayo gato. Ah, gato, ah, gato, gato. Okay. Hindi ka marunong mag-provide. Ah, gano'n, gano'n. Okay, again, that's the issue. Nagtataguan. Who are the married people here? Happily married. Okay, okay. Just checking, checking. Kasi we have, meron kang marital counseling after. No? Again, no, what you say, marital. You know, some people fight about money. My wife and I, we don't fight about money. Why? Because my wife said, Grandel, what is yours is mine, but what is mine, so no fight. Joke lang. We talk about money properly. Okay? So that's how, because we're not supposed to fight about money. And that's, we've ministered to a lot of young couples because they have money issues. Sometimes it's not for the lack of money. I remember I was counseling one guy, newly married in his early 30s. Nag-aaway sila mag-asawa, they felt they're in luck because yung pera na doon nila, 2 million pesos na lang. Sabi ko, hindi ako makarelate. Hindi ko magawa maawa sa'yo, no? Kasi na, oh, kuya, 2 million na lang pera ko. Paano kami mabubuhay nito? Alam mo yung mukha ko parang, okay lang yan. God will give you hope. Hirap eh. Ano ba? Perspective. The perspective, that's the case. People fight about money. People, you know, money, it's always dictated them. You know, all their hopes is in money. When you take that hope, you know, some people say, you can live for X amount without food, of time, X amount of time without water, but you cannot live for a few seconds without hope. And that hope is very important. But where is your hope? Is your hope eternal? Or is your hope temporal? Is your hope material? Or is your hope spiritual? Where is your hope? That's something that you have to understand. Pag ang pera ang hope mo, trust me, from a finance person myself, that's no hope at all. There is what you call inflation. E paano pag nagkagera? O, paano ang nangyayari? Paano ang nabura lahat? I mean, I teach these things, but these things can go. Things change. Businesses close. Diba? Economies collapses. I'm happy that the Philippine economy is strong, but you know, we came from an economy where it's almost ruined. And those things will happen. So don't put your hope in your money. Alright? And some of us gives us what you call false hope. False yung hope natin. We put our hope on things that cannot do anything for us. The Israelites had a lot of hope. They will run to other neighboring countries and not to the Lord. That's why, diba, nasakop sila and stuff like that. Where is their hope? Diba? Proverbs 18:11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and as a high wall in his own conceit. Tapa, ano? Yung mayaman na tao, sabi nila, ang kanyang protection is pera. Hindi niya alam, yung high walls niya, yun yung conceit niya, yabang na lang niya. Diba? You know? She cannot. China built this great, great, great wonder of the world called the Great Wall of City to protect them. But it did not stop from them being invaded. Kaya nga, they start getting other islands. But again, you know this, diba? God made the world, everything else is made in China. Joke, joke, joke. So the rich man's wealth is his strong city. You are given this false hope, the thinking that yan completo na everything is there. But that's dangerous. That's not your hope, right? So, question, money equals hope. Where do you put your hope? Okay? Do not live your lives thinking that your hope should be your money. Money is important. I'm not discounting the value of money. Very, very important. I teach that. But that should not be your hope. Money is only a tool. Diba? I want to tell you. Otherwise, you will be in the cycle. You will be in a loop of cycle. You want to have more, more, more. You become greedy. You have to be greedy. You have to do this. You have to work to be able to achieve more. Hope. The more you feel, the more money, the more you feel secure. Then when you reach that, you don't feel as secure. You want to earn more money. Diba? Okay na ako. If I have a million, I'm okay. I'm secured. May emergency funds ako. Meron ako investment. Okay ako. Akala mo okay ka. Then you realize, oops, teka. 1 million lang ako. Grabe. Dapat 10 million. So, work hard. 10. Okay. Ay, hindi enough. Work. Pero along the way, you forgot what? You forgot your relationship with your children, with your wife, with your church. You got lured to what the world offers. At the end of the day, nobody in his dying bed will always tell, I wish I made more money. Anong death, ano nila, laments nila, I wish I had more time. I wish I was there for my wife. I wish I was there for my children. I wish I got to know the Lord more. Laging ganun, laging na sa huli ang pagsisisi. Nobody will tell me, sana, kulang pa Lord, 1.2 billion lang. Hindi pa ginawa 1.5, Lord. Nobody will die like that. But you put yourself in a cycle. It's a very, very vicious cycle. On and on, until you realize that life is short, and you forgot that God is good. Huh? So where do you put your hope? Our goal, you know, we try to do, we live our life, run, work, acquire, and then realize for now. That's what you call the rat race. Yeah, rat race yan. Paikot, ikot. Our goal is not to get out of the rat race, but run the race God has marked out for us. Yan yung goal natin eh. What does the Lord want you to do? And he will use money, your money, for him to be able to advance his kingdom. Pero you also understand your purpose and your where your hope is. With or without that money, you will still run the race that God has set up for you. Now, like Paul said, you know, I have experience with abound, with a lot, and I have experience with nothing, and I'm still, you know, content with the Lord. So where do you run? Plus, running the rat race is overrated. At one point in time, I don't recommend that. You know why? The trouble with being in the rat race is that even if you win, you are still a rat. Not a rat. You're God's chosen people. Okay? Diba? So you have to understand. You have to have a kingdom mindset when it comes to these things. And money is something that the kingdom can use. Diba? I mean, this is a beautiful place. It's one of the most beautiful centers. It's not. It doesn't look like a church. Diba? It's beautiful. It's nice. But we need money to maintain this. Diba? So that's why it's important for us to be able to be generous. Pero we understand the purpose for it. Diba? You have to understand the purpose for it. So again, do not be in the rat race of doing things. And number one, do not think that just because you're giving your tithes, everything is okay. It's not. How is your walk with the Lord? What do you do with that 90%? That 90% na o-owner ba ang Panginoon dyan? Okay? So again, that's a problem. So the trouble with being rich in the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. Now, let me try to end this. Isaiah 31:1 says, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses." This is a context wherein when Israel was being attacked, that Judah was being attacked, they were running into their neighbors for support about wars. And God has always been with them. And yet they forgot who the Lord is in their lives. So woe to those who go down Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord. Isaiah 31:1. Woe to them. In other words, when you go run after these things, with the Bible saying, kawawa ka naman. Yeah, you will never experience what joy and peace is all about. Diba? That's why I tell people, be financially at peace. Because financial freedom is overrated. The peace is very important. So you will have that peace. And only the Lord can give that to you. Isaiah 31:1. Right? 1 Timothy 16:17 is to wrap this up. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be arrogant, nor to set their hopes on uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. You know, this second series and the whole series is all about who the Lord is in our lives. We want you to put your hope not on the money that you have, but on riches. Okay? So you want to be able to do that. At the end of the day, you have to understand, money is a great tool, but not the end goal. Money should not be the end goal. God is your end goal. Jesus is your end goal. You have to always remember that and you put that into your heart. Diba? Wealth and the ability to create wealth comes from the Lord. And it is not for our purposes, but for His. Right? When you look at these things, ladies and gentlemen, my church, I want you to understand that you can declare this: I will not trust in worldly riches, but trust in Jesus who richly provides.